Hi, it's Allison Stanfield with ArtBizCoach.com, and I've got this week's Art Marketing Action Podcast. But first, I want to remind you about my blog triage class. If your blog needs a little TLC, if you need some help with your blogging, your writing, how your blog looks, how to attract more visitors, check out the blog triage class. It's coming up right around the corner. It's limited to just 30 people. So check it out at artbizcoach.com/classes. Okay, so on to today's topic. This email came into my inbox. How does one connect to the buyer agents of high-end customers? How does one get into the loop of being looked at? Performing artists have auditions and can wind up on American Idol, etc. It seems that the rest of us struggle every which way to get out there. Other than having all the necessary qualifications and internet exposure, how can we get into that select group of artists and designers that's being considered by high-end buyers? Well, that's a $10 million question, isn't it? It's what everyone wants to know. My short answer is persistence. And there's a lot in that little answer, by the way. But let's dig a little deeper. When people ask me questions like these, here's what I want to know. How long have you been promoting your art? How many people are on your mailing list and have you been using it? How much time do you spend on marketing each week? Who created and who is maintaining your website? Their responses will tell me a lot. Then I can suggest steps for more fruitful results. In the absence of the answers to those questions here, and in the absence of any American Idol for visual artists, these are the three steps I would take to attract high-end buyers. Step one, network everywhere. You have to meet new people, more and more new people. You should be out networking not only with people who are potential buyers, but also with people who know potential buyers. These might be other artists, and yes, artists know potential buyers, but they could also be people who hang out at your usual haunts, like museum lectures, group meetings, especially if you have a niche market, church and school functions, political rallies, and the like. Meeting new people means expanding beyond your comfort zone. You never know where you'll run into someone who can be very important for you in the future. Step number two, work that contact list. It doesn't do any good to meet new people if you're not going to stay in touch with them. I've said it a gazillion times. Connections are critical to your success. How often are you reconnecting with the people you know? The most alarming weakness in most artists' marketing is not using their contact lists to maintain personal relationships. Make sure everyone you know is aware of your art and who your potential buyers are. When your connections come across a good match, they'll think of you first. Step number three, get a website evaluation. One thing that stood out for me in that email message that came into my inbox was the phrase, internet exposure. You can't just have a website, you have to work that site through consistent blogging, Facebooking, Twittering, emails, and newsletters. You need a strong, well-constructed professional presence. Templates and blogging platforms make it easy for anyone to build their own sites. However, unless you know how to add title tags, heading tags, and lots of other stuff correctly, your site might be ineffective. Ditto for copywriting skills. Words rule on the web, but you have to know how to use them to your advantage. If you'd like to become a better blogger to enhance your web presence, check out that blog triage class that I was mentioning. It's limited to just 30 people, and you can find out more at artbizcoach.com/classes. Final word, if it sounds like I'm singing the same tune over and over again, I am. Outside of the major international art fairs that attract the world's elite collectors, there is no single place you can show up and be seen. There's no magic pill for attracting high-end buyers. What you need is true grit. It takes persistence, there's that word again, and determination. which is why the life of an artist isn't for everyone. Don't try something once or twice or even every so often and think you've failed. In fact, don't think of it as trying at all. As Yoda said, try not. Do or do not. There is no try. So get out there and do. That's it for this week's Art Marketing Action Podcast. I'm Allison Stanfield, and if you think you might enjoy reading this as much as listening to it, go to artbizcoach.com. Subscribe to the Art Marketing Action newsletter, which is an email version of this podcast.